On Sky Sports Radio, it's time for Talking Greyhounds. And from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, James Preston is with me now. G'day to you, James.
G'day, Russell. How are you going, mate?
Very well, thank you, sir. And we've got some terrific action coming up in the Southern Tablelands of New South Wales coming up. They had the heats of the Goulburn Cup, and I also saw a race, a dead heat by a dead heat, so some competitive racing there.
Yeah, it looks competitive racing out of Goulburn, and it is certainly cup season. We've got the Melbourne Cup coming up. Goulburn Cup, we just had the heats yesterday, and there's actually two concurrent cups happening at Goulburn at the moment, but I'm just going to focus on the main one, which unfortunately doesn't include that dead heat, which was just incredible, though, with both the first and the third place there being just drawn level. But the Goulburn Cup itself, we had four heats run yesterday. There will, of course, be a final next Tuesday on November 21. Top two finishers from each race have now progressed through, plus we've had the two quickest three place getters. It's not a listed event, but it is worth $15,000 to the eventual winner. And at this point in time, Slamming Thunder is in the box seat, having claimed the fastest qualifying time at 24.58, Russell.
Ready, racing, straight line out. Tristan Cannon's about fourth away. Zipping Spring won the break now over Slamming Thunder. Tristan Cannon got cut out. And Slamming Thunder and Zipping Spring going to the first corner together over Big Black and Goldstein. They'll follow them by Zipping Bronco. Something new in the favourite. Tristan Cannon's out of play with Wah Wah Tiki on the corner. Slamming Thunder ran of the lead, got away now from Big Black and Zipping Spring, and Slamming Thunder wins the third heat from Big Black and Zipping Spring.
Well, a terrific effort by Slamming Thunder there. Who are the other greyhounds to watch?
Yeah, a couple of good ones in this one, Russell, that have made it through to the final. Champion Model recently picked up $25,000 for claiming the Canberra Cup back in September. He's trained by Jody Lord, who also happened to get Fly Right through to the final, who picked up a second place there. Plus, Goulburn local Denise Warren has managed to get two greyhounds through. Quota Dynasty won Heat 1, and Silent Sunny was also runner-up in Heat 4. So there's a couple of good greyhounds there. In terms of the final field, though, what we now see is Quota Dynasty, Jack Colley, Lagoon Pirate, Fly Right, Slamming Thunder, Big Black, Champion Model, Silent Sunny, and the reserves are Willie Blues and Zipping Spring. And Zipping Spring was very unlucky to actually miss out on getting a place here in the final itself, because it actually ran a quicker time finishing third in Heat 4 than Silent Sunny did finishing second in Heat 3. So, look, it'll be a really tight final, I think, and the winner will probably be fought out between Slamming Thunder and Champion Model for mine, Russell.
Which way are you going?
I'm probably going to say at this point in time, just because of the experience in these big kind of races, Champion Thunder should get it. I mean, sorry, I've actually mixed the two of them there. Champion Model should get it,
yep. But
a lot of that will actually come down to the box draw. So once we find out who's running from what box, then we'll be able to make a more definitive sort of decision.
And that'll be made after the next round?
No, they're all good to go. We'll probably see the box draw released later in this week, I'd imagine.
No worries. And the Greyhound adoption program continues to thrive.
Yeah, Greyhounds as Pets doing really good stuff. Of course, on the weekend, we had another GAP adoption day there. It was out there at Pet Barn Penrith on Carine Avenue at Saturday. And we brought 20 greyhounds along. We were looking to get 12 to 15 adopted, but we were really, really happy when we exceeded that expectation. Got 16 in the end. It was our last one for the year, so it's wonderful to have that final sort of product there before we look to next year and look to get another big-scale event. Of course, earlier this year itself, back in July, we had a huge-scale event out at Wentworth Park, and we had 31 greyhounds adopted. And, Russell, just some figures for you, mate. Since 2015, we've actually now been able to rehome 1,000 greyhounds through the program, so we're pretty proud of that.
And people certainly love their greyhounds as pets, that's for sure and certain. They're wonderful animals, aren't they? A great breed to have on the couch at home and the occasional walk down the park.
That's the key thing there. I mean, big couch potatoes. They do like a bit of an exercise, but no more than about 30 minutes. And the majority of the time, they're just happy to lounge around.
We've got a very most important seminar coming up too in greyhound racing shortly.
Yeah, Steve Austin is back again. This is his second seminar that he'll be presenting as part of our Training for the Future sort of program that we've got here, which aims to educate our participants in the industry far and wide. And look, the last one we had was just a couple of weeks ago out there at Yaguna at the Greyhound Social Club, and we had a good little turnout for that. Plus, he had some really good feedback from the people that were there. They really took on board what Steve had to say, and it's interesting to get that sort of outsider perspective, because he's not someone who is necessarily related to the greyhound industry per se, but he's a renowned dog trainer. So just seeing what new sort of concepts he can bring to our current training techniques within the greyhound industry is always an eye-opening experience. So this next one will occur at Maitland Showground on the 26th of November between 10 and 2 p.m. We've just sent out a big email invitation to all New South Wales participants. We're also going to be sending out an SMS, so make sure you're checking both of your email boxes there and your text message boxes. So all you have to do once you find that message is click on the attached link, and then you can just fill in your details and you'll be able to register, and it's a free event.
Wonderful news, and certainly great for people that want to get into the industry. And, of course, we head to Victoria on Friday night, 8 heats of the $600,000 TAB Melbourne Cup. And we see, of course, the defending TAB Melbourne Cup champion, Ando's Mac, in box number one.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's going to be very, very exciting here. Of course, from these heats, we'll get the winner of each heat that will end up making up the final here, plus the two fastest second qualifiers. And this is a really interesting thing as well, because a lot of people have been looking at Victoria as sort of the penultimate greyhound sort of industry in terms of getting those fantastic performers through. But there's actually 25 of the current 64 starters listed that are New South Wales dogs. So that's 39% of the starters itself. And just running through the heats itself there, Russell, in terms of who I think will win, well, I think for heat one, we'll see Kuda Mayhem. A very, very good quality dog there. There's probably going to be a bit of competition from two New South Wales dogs, namely Reckoning in box three and Crash Bandicoot, who just won the Vic Peters in box one. For heat two, I can't possibly go past Bewildering. Fiona Thompson is a brilliant trainer and she has some incredible dogs. I think this was a pretty safe bet here for heat two, that Bewildering will make it through to the final. For heat three, looking at a bit of a battle here between the states, namely Raw Ability from New South Wales in box six and Lightning Frame from Victoria in box one, but I'm going to have to pick Lightning Frank purely for that inside draw. It's often very tough to get around a quick dog who does have the inside draw there. It's a huge benefit. Heat four, I think we'll see a New South Welshman go through. Fast Times has been running exactly that, very fast times. For heat five, it's even more state-centric here. 68 starters are from New South Wales, but I'm definitely going to be claiming a bit of conspiracy with this one, Russell, because they've actually been matched up against Aston DeBee, who I'm sure you're familiar with, is just a brilliant performer. So I can't see any New South Wales dogs getting the jump there, so to speak, on Aston DeBee. For heat six, it's going to be fought between the two inside drawers. Ando's Mac, as you mentioned, he's last year's winner. He's a fantastic dog itself. And I think he'll be able to hold off the challenge from Uphill Jill, who is in box two. So that'll be a tight rail run there, but Ando's Mac should get through. For heat seven, a really exciting prospect. Make sure to keep an eye on this one, Russell. He's managed to secure a heat spot off of just nine starts. He's already picked up four wins, 77% placing rate. Hecton Bale, of course, is the son, or the pup, so to speak, of Fernando Bale, and also through Sarah Bale, I think it is the other one. So it's just Bale pedigree there. And the final heat, to see who should go through, for mine, it's going to be Aston Miley, who should be able to negate a very difficult box five and find victory to end up in the final there.
Well, a wonderful series. 12 individual Group 1 winners in the series this year. Also, of course, they've got an outstanding staying card. The Group 1 Bold Trees will be run as well. Fanta Bale looking to snare a placing to top the $1 million. What a wonderful greyhound it's been.
Oh, such a fantastic greyhound. And that's the thing. Anytime you hear Bale, you pretty much equate that with quality. It doesn't matter if it's Fernando Bale, Fanta Bale, just about any of them now. And even as we've seen here, Hecton Bale is a new one coming through that is really going to force us to just focus very clearly on what it's doing with its career.
So an early pick for the Melbourne Cup winner?
Oh, geez, that's a tough one. I'm going to say
without notice
between two dogs here, Bewildering and Ando's Mac. I think those are probably the most likely winners if they can obviously get start with.
Well, if he wins, he'll be the first two-time winner of the world's richest greyhound race, and certainly looking forward to all the coverage there starting on Friday night. Anything further in greyhound racing you'd like to chase?
There's just one other thing here, Russell. I think if people head across to the Greyhound Racing New South Wales website, we are still looking for a bit of feedback for our discussion paper, which has a big, big role to play in what we do moving forward in terms of the governing body and also with our board, and specifically looking at the declining breeding numbers and strategies that we can look to offset that. And plus, we're also looking at potentially incentivizing certain other things so that trainers are feeling they're getting a bit more of a bang for their buck, so to speak, and that it is worth their time training the dog. So head across to Greyhound Racing New South Wales website and the discussion paper there.
Talking Greyhound, James Preston from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, we thank you for your time.
Thanks, Russell.